Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Vav by Avram Goldreyer, and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Mem Vav, the second parak of Ish Mekadesh. The Zichud Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the Fitas we're going to focus on, number one, it was stated in the Gemara that in a case where a katana accepted Kedushin without her father's knowledge, Rav said, Ben hi uven avia yochun la'akev, either she or her father can prevent the Kedushin by objecting to it. Rav Asi said that only the father can object. Rav Asi is challenged from a braisa about a mafata, a seducer, which derives that the girl can also object to marrying him. The Gemara responds that Rav Asi can answer that the Torah is discussing shepita shelo shum ishos, where he seduced her not for a marriage purpose. The pasuk's teaching that even her objection can compel him to pay the fine of a mafata. Rav Yosef supports this interpretation with a braisa teaching that if the girl is to be the seducer's wife, he must be makadosher. This proves that he was not makadosher previously. Abaye disagrees and explains that it may simply be requiring kedushin with her father's knowledge. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who says, Hizkad Shili B'Tamar Zu, become married to me with this date, then says, Hizkad Shili B'Zu, become married to me with the second one, there are separate acts of Kedushin, and one of the dates must have a prutus value to affect Kedushin. But if he said, become married to me, B'Zu, 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 with this one, and this one, and this one, it's a single act, and they can combine to a prutus value. The Mishnah concludes that if she ate the dates as she received them, they do not combine to a prutus value. Two interpretations of the final case are offered. Number one, it refers to the first case of separate Kedushin acts. Although it's obvious that the dates cannot be combined, one might think that since her hana was immediate by eating them, perhaps she gives herself over for Kedushin for even less than a pruta. Or number two, it refers to the second case of a single Kedushin act. Since the dates eaten before Kedushin is complete revert to a milva, a debt status, they cannot affect Kedushin, and the Mishnah means that the final date must have a pruta's value. And point with regarding one who's Makadosh his sister, which is not effective, Rav says, Ma'oz Chozrin, the money must be returned to him. Shmuel says, Ma'oz Matana, the money is a gift. Rav explains, Adon Yodesh in Kedushin Tosim Ba'chos, so every man knows that Kedushin is ineffective with his sister. Gamar V'nasim Ushim Pikadon, and he must have decided to give it to her as a deposit to be returned. He didn't tell her as much because he thought she would not agree to accept the deposit. Shmuel explains that since he knew Kedushin is ineffective, he intended it as a gift and did not tell her so because he thought she would be embarrassed to accept the gift. Shmuel is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that if someone separates challah from flour instead of dough, eino challah, the gezel be at kohen. It's not valid challah, and it's considered stolen if it remains in the kohen's possession. Since everyone knows that challah cannot be taken from flour, we should assume it was given to the kohen as a gift. The Gemara answers that a mishap may result from the kohen or the original owner thinking that the challah is legitimate. Although people know that challah cannot be taken from flour, they may think it's only to save the kohen from the trouble of preparing it, but this kohen agreed to accept it as flour. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was stated in the Gemara that in a case where Katana accepted Kedushin without her father's knowledge, Rav said, Ben hi uven avia yochon la'akev, either she or her father can prevent the Kedushin by objecting to it. Rav Asi said that only the father can object. Rav Asi is challenged from a braisa about a mafata, a seducer, which derives that the girl can also object to marrying him. The Gemara responds that Rav Asi can answer that the Torah is discussing shepita shelo shum ishos, where he seduced her not for a marriage purpose. The pasuk's teaching that even her objection can compel him to pay the fine of a mafata. Rav Yosef supports this interpretation with a braisa teaching that if the girl is to be the seducer's wife, he must be makadosher. This proves that he was not makadosher previously. Abaye disagrees and explains that it may simply be requiring kedushin with her father's knowledge. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who says, Hizkad Shili B'Tamar Zu, become married to me with this date, then says, Hizkad Shili B'Zu, become married to me with the second one, there are separate acts of Kedushin, and one of the dates must have a prutus value to affect Kedushin. But if he said, become married to me, B'Zu, 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 with this one, and this one, and this one, it's a single act, and they can combine to a prutus value. The Mishnah concludes that if she ate the dates as she received them, they do not combine to a prutus value. Two interpretations of the final case are offered. Number one, it refers to the first case of separate Kedushin acts. Although it's obvious that the dates cannot be combined, one might think that since her hana was immediate by eating them, perhaps she gives herself over for Kedushin for even less than a pruta. Or number two, it refers to the second case of a single Kedushin act. Since the dates eaten before Kedushin is complete revert to a milva, a debt status, they cannot affect Kedushin, and the Mishnah means that the final date must have a pruta's value. And point with regarding one who's Makadosh his sister, which is not effective, Rav says, Ma'oz Chozrin, the money must be returned to him. Shmuel says, Ma'oz Matana, the money is a gift. Rav explains, Adon Yodesh in Kedushin Tosim Ba'chos, so every man knows that Kedushin is ineffective with his sister. Gamar V'nasim Ushim Pikadon, and he must have decided to give it to her as a deposit to be returned. He didn't tell her as much because he thought she would not agree to accept the deposit. Shmuel explains that since he knew Kedushin is ineffective, he intended it as a gift and did not tell her so because he thought she would be embarrassed to accept the gift. Shmuel is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that if someone separates challah from flour instead of dough, eino challah, but gezel biyad kohen, it's not valid challah, and it's considered stolen if it remains in the kohen's possession. Since everyone knows that challah cannot be taken from flour, we should assume it was given to the kohen as a gift. The Gemara answers that a mishap may result from the kohen or the original owner thinking that the challah is legitimate. Although people know that challah cannot be taken from flour, they may think it's only to save the kohen from the trouble of preparing it, but this kohen agreed to accept it as flour. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge, and then failed to successfully mekadesh a woman with dates because she ate them as she received them, ended up giving kedushin money to his sister, which she could keep, because he was really just giving her a gift. Once again, in slow motion. The sad cowboy schlepping a cow, that must mean we're in daf. Mem Vav. The sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge, which reminds us, it was stated in the Gemara that in a case where katana accepted kedushin without her father's knowledge, Rav said that either she or her father can prevent the kedushin by objecting to it. Rav Asi said that only the father can object. Rav Asi challenged from a brisa about a mafata seducer, which derives that the girl can also object to marrying him. So the sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge and then failed to successfully mekadesh a woman with dates because she ate them as she received them, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that one who says, Yizkachli b'tamar zu, become married to me with this date, then says, become married to me with the second one, they're separate acts of a kedushin, and one of the dates must have a pruta's value to affect kedushin. But if he said, become married to me bazu, 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 with this one and this one and this one, it's a single act, and they can combine to Pruta's value. The mission concludes that if she ate the dates as she received them, they do not combine to a Pruta's value. So the sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge and then failed to successfully mekadesh a woman with dates because she ate them as she received them, ended up giving kedushin money to his sister, which she could keep because he was really just giving her a gift, which reminds us, regarding one is Mekadosh's sister, which is not effective, Rav says, Maus Chozrim, the money must be returned to him. Shmuel says, Maus Matana, the money is a gift. Rav explains that every man knows that Kedushin is not effective with his sister, and therefore he must have decided to give her to her as a deposit to be returned. He didn't tell her as much because he thought she would not agree to accept the deposit. Shmuel explains that since he knew Kedushin is ineffective, he intended it as a gift, and he didn't tell her so because he thought she would be embarrassed to accept a gift. So once again, the sad cowboy schlepping a cow who got rejected by the katana after she had accepted the kedushin without her father's knowledge and then failed to successfully mekadesh a woman with dates because she ate them as she received them, ended up giving kedushin money to his sister, which she could keep because he was really just giving her a gift. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf mem base. So the simmer daf mem base is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more daf mem base. The mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that Rav quoted the pasuk of the Nesim, apportioning the land on behalf of their shevet as a source of shezaknu adam shel b'fanav, that one may benefit a person even in his absence without appointment as a shliach, which explains how they apportion the land even to minors. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, we are brothers, we are buyers, which reminds we learn the brothers dividing assets are like purchasers regarding a discrepancy in the division. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, we are brothers, we are buyers, that he almost missed the shliach with a fire sent by his rival towards his property, which reminds us, having established that a shliach's actions are attributed to his appointer, the Gemara wonders about a mission which teaches that if one sends a fire with a mentally competent person, that second person is liable for any damages and the first is exempt. Why don't we apply the principle of shlichus and hold the first person responsible? The Gemara answers the ancient shlichus of our verb, because we say divrei rab, divrei talmi, divrei mishomi. In choosing between the words of the master, meaning Hashem, and the words of the disciple, the sender, whose words do we obey? Certainly the master's. Since he should not have listened to the sender, the shlichus is invalid. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine. Magazine? That must be more in Daf Mem Gimel. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shlich is chayef if he sent to eat treif, which reminds us, although the Gemara established that there is no shlichus for averos, Shammai Yazakin appears to disagree because he quotes Chagai Navi that one who instructs someone to murder is liable, as David was told regarding Uriah that you've killed Uriah with the sword of the Ammonim. Three interpretations are given for his opinion. He would agree, though, if someone instructed another to have forbidden relations or eat forbidden food, that the shliach is liable and not the sender, because we never find in the entire Torah a circumstance that one gets hana and the other is liable. So the man looking for shlichas opportunities in the shlichas magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayav for murder, but the shliach is chayav if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shliach who became an aid, which reminds us, Rav says, shliach nase aid, a shliach for a transaction can also be an aid to that transaction. But the Academy of Rabbi Shua said that he cannot. Rav holds that it strengthens the testimony of the matter where the witness is the shliach himself. The Academy of Rabbi Shua holds that since shluchu shaladim kamoso, a shliach of a person is like himself, havelei kagufei, the shliach is therefore like himself and cannot bear testimony. In another version, these opinions are reversed. So the man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayv for murder, but the shliach is chayv if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shliach who became an aide that he didn't hear his Na'ara daughter ask him if she was allowed to accept her own kedushin, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the same machlokes regarding whether a nara can accept her get applies to whether a nara can accept their own kedushin in addition to her father. Rabbi Yochanan says the machlokes only concerns divorce, but for a kedushin, I'll agree her father can accept kedushin, but she cannot. The Gemara explains that whereas divorce brings her back into the father's domain, and either he or his daughter can accept the get, marriage, which removes her from her father's domain, the father has exclusive control of the process. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The inconsiderate Yavam who trapped his Yavama in mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The inconsiderate Yavam who trapped his Yavama in mud to perform Mimer against her will, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him a chokes about Mimer without the Yavama's consent. Revi says he acquires her as he derives the laws of Mimer from those of relations with Yibum. Just as relations of Yavama are effective as Yibum, even when performed against her will, so too here Mimer is effective even against her will. The Chachamim say he does not acquire, as they derive Mimer's laws from ordinary Kedushin. Just as Kedushin must be with her consent to be effective, so to hear Mimer must be with her consent to be effective. So the inconsiderate Yavam who trapped his Yavam in mud to perform Mimer against her will was knocked over by a Na'ar wanting to see if she could appoint a Shaliach to accept her get, which reminds us, the more discussed the question if a Na'ar can appoint a Shaliach to accept her get, and explains that she's definitely considered like her father's hand and not as Chatzar. And the question is she as strong as her father's hand, such that she can also appoint a shliach or not? Rav Nachman answers she cannot appoint a shliach. So the inconsiderate Yavam, who trapped his Yavam in mud to perform Mimer against her will, was knocked over by a Na'ar wanting to see if she could appoint a shliach to accept her get, while she was on the phone reprimanding her little sister for getting engaged without Tati's consent. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks whether a katanu accept the kedushin on her own require a get and miyum before she can remarry. The Gemara explains why Shmuel holds she requires both. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. When the little girl broke into her parents that her fiancé died playing Monopoly, that must be on Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly. When the little girl broke into her parents that her fiancé died playing Monopoly, after she accepted Kedushin without her father's consent, making her fall to Yibum, which reminds us, the Gemara continues discussing a Katan who accepted Kedushin without her father's knowledge. If her husband died and she fell to his brothers for Yibum, Rav says, if her brother performed Mimer, she must perform Miyun to void his Mimer. But if he did not perform Mimer, she need not perform Miyun to sever the Zika bond to the Yavam. He explains that if a Yavam did Mimer, she requires a Get, Chalitza, and Miyun to remarry. So when the little girl broke into her parents that her fiancé died playing Monopoly, after she accepted Kedushin without her father's consent, making her fall to Yibum, during a celebratory feast gone sour when a father's relative secretly was Mekadosh another sister on the roof when she was meant to get engaged to the mother's relative, which reminds us an incident is related in which a man said he wanted his daughter to marry one of his relatives and his wife wanted her to marry one of her relatives. Eventually his wife compelled him to agree to her terms. They made a celebratory feast and while everyone was eating and drinking, a relative of his was secretly Mekadosh the girl without her father's knowledge. Two different reasons are given as to why the father did not agree to this marriage, either because he had committed to give his daughter to one of his wife's relatives, and a Jew doesn't speak falsehood, or that chazaka in adam toreach besuda umafsida. There's an assumption that a person will not bother to prepare a feast, only to later ruin it. So when the little girl broke into her parents that her fiancé died playing Monopoly, after she accepted Kedushin without her father's consent, making her fall to Yibum, during a celebratory feast gone sour when her father's relative secretly was Mekadosh another sister on the roof when she was meant to get engaged to the mother's relative, a third sister who had Nisun with a Kohen while the father had been away realized it may not be the best time to break the news. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a ketana who accepted kedushin with her father's knowledge, and her father went away to a foreign country, and she went and had nisuin with her husband in her father's absence. There's a machlokas whether she made truma. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar Mizrachi wishing you a great day and great learning.